ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணே விஷ்ணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஈஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்சஸ்தனூபிஹி விஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹு. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஷ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. முண்டகோபனிஷத் சாப்டர் 3, செகண்ட் அண்ட் ஃபைனல் செக்ஷன். ச வேதை தத் பரமம் பிரம்ம தாம யத்ர விஸ்வம் நிஹிதம் பாதி சுப்ரம் உபாசதே புருஷம் ஏஹ்ய காமாஹ தே சுக்ரமே தத் அதிவர்த்தந்தி தீராஹ. So this shloka and the last shloka of the previous section, actually we should read both of them together. Here the Upanishad says the very same jnani, he can be worshipped for spiritual benefits also. Earlier we said for the fulfillment of all the worldly desires through sakama bhakti, but also for the fulfillment of spiritual desires through nishkama bhakti. Here, the Nishkama Bhakti is talked about. The third line, Akamaha. Suppose there are people who are not interested in worldly desires. With, they have got Nitya, Anitya, Vastu, Viveka. They have got Vairagyam. They are interested only in Moksha. Suppose. Akamaha. Akamaha refers to Viraginaha. That is Purusham Upasate. Suppose they worship the Jnani. Te dhiraha, those discriminative people, dhiraha, vivekinaha, akamaha, that means they have got vairagyam, they have got sadhana, chaturshtaya, sampatti, they have got mukshuttvam, all that. So, te shukram etad adivarthanti, they will get moksha as they desire. Here, moksha is defined as freedom from punarjanma. Moksha is given different definitions in different contexts. We have mentioned about this earlier also. Here moksha means freedom from punarjanma, that is transcending the cycle of punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, mortality or finitude. Shukram ativartante, shukram refers to the purusha bijam, the generative power of male. So by extension here, shukram must be understood as sharira grahanam or punarjanma, that is what is here referred to as shukram. Ativartanti, worshippers transcend punarjanma. They get videha mukti. And we have to supply that they will get jivan mukti also, followed by videha mukti. Then the question will be, can a bhakta, a spiritual seeker, get mukti by merely worshipping the guru? The answer is, merely worshipping the guru will not give liberation directly. Worshipping the guru will lead to his teaching. Then Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, through Jnanam alone he will get liberation. So always we have to remember, Jnanat evam kaivalyam. So a Jnani can play twofold roles. He can play the role of Ishwara for a Sakama Bhakta, whereas in the temple, he can also play the role of a Guru. Nishkama Bhakti, he can give also Moksha. So in the case of Ishwara in the temple, he can play only Ishwara's role. He cannot play the Guru role. Therefore, one Acharya, he says, Jnani is superior even to Ishwara, because Ishwara in the temple cannot take regular classes, because he is only a murti. Whereas the Jnani, as a live Acharya, can bless the person with Jnanam also. Therefore, actually, this is in Vichara Sagara, there is a particular work. Nishchala Dasha, he says, Jnani is superior even to Ishwara. Then the next question will be, if Jnani is so great, what type of jnanam he has? That is important. Upanishad says, not any aparavidya, but paravidya. The knowledge of Brahman, that is said in the first two lines. Sa vedaitate. A jnani is one who has the knowledge of the following things. What are those things? Etat paramam Brahma. This supreme Brahma, revealed in the Mundaka Upanishad, especially in the second chapter that we saw earlier, that Brahman, this jnani knows. And what is that Brahman? Dhamma. Dhamma has got actually two meanings. It is light, it is also abode. So in the case of Brahman, we can take both the meanings, because Brahman is the light of consciousness. So Chaitanya Jyotihi, we have seen that earlier. So Brahman is also abode of the entire universe also. the entire universe is born out of, is sustained by, and finally resolves into Brahman only. So it is Vishwa Adharam also, Dhamma. So that Brahma Dhamma, this Jnani, he knows. Yatra Vishwam Nihitam, in which Brahman, the entire universe, the good and bad part of the universe, the positive and negatives of the universe, they do not contaminate or affect this Brahman. Brahman is beyond both guna and dosha. Guna dosha atitaha. It is not a relative entity, but an absolute principle. Shubram. Shubram means shuddham. Jnani knows this Brahman. And how does he know? That is very important. By knowing there is a Brahman which is srishti sthiti laya karanam, that will not alone make him a jnani, because it is only an incomplete jnanam. That is called paroksha jnanam. The jnanam is complete only if he is able to say that Brahman I am. That is called aparoksha jnanam, claiming the knowledge. So the meaning of the word I is the sakshi chaitanya tattvam, that Brahman I am. If one, a person worships such a jnani, one can get both bhukti and mukti. What one wants, a person has to decide. Jnani does not decide what to give. One must ask what one wants. Suppose the bhakta wants a worldly result and jnani gives him moksha. Then what will the bhakta say? He will say, not now, let me wait. I need power at home today because there is no power. So give me power. So when I am interested in all these, even if Bhagavan wants to give moksha, we will not take it. That is why Dayana Swami, he says always, what I have to get, Bhagavan will not decide. I only have to decide what I seek, because we are given the free will so that we can choose. So we have to decide. Moksha can never come naturally or spontaneously. It is not an end product of an evolution. I have to choose, I have to work for it, I have to go through sadhanas and grab that moksha. Uddared Atman Atmanam. So that's what Bhagavad Gita said. It is the result of my choice and my effort. Bhagavan keeps the hand in both of his pockets. In one hand he has got bhukti, in the other he has got mukti. When we do puja, he tries to find out what is our motive. When I do namaskara, he looks at my mind. Seeing the motive, he uses his hand. Generally one hand is ever busy because people always ask for bhukti only, and the other is always stuck because nobody asks for mukti. That is never used. Shloka 2. Kamanya kamayate manyamanaha sakama birjayate tatra tatra paryapta kamasya kritatmanastu ihaiva sarve praviliyanti kamaha. So the Upanishad wants to make it very clear that moksha is the result of our choice only. If Bhagavan chooses, then there is, he will get a dosha. That is called Vaishamya Nairgranya dosha. He will get. In Brahma Sutra, Vyasacharya, he makes it very clear. Bhagavan does not choose anything. He gives the result for the effort of a person. So our choice decides our journey. The Upanishad says, not only in current life, the journey after death also. So throughout life, we shuffle our desires, and gradually certain desires become stronger. And not only certain desires, they become stronger. We are influenced by the current raga dveshas also. Our will, our knowledge, our understanding, all of them, they determine actually the types of desires. Shastram also influences our desire. Because without shastram, we would not even know the existence of moksha. Therefore, so many things contribute to our desires. And certain desires, they become so strong that as we grow old, even when our willpower becomes weaker because of our vasanas, that kama becomes stronger and stronger. Even if somebody is in ICU with ventilator, during the last moments also, even though we don't use our will, these kamas, they become dominant. Whatever is the most powerful kama, that determines the direction of our journey, type of our next birth, where we are born. Actually, to convey this idea only, in Bhagavatam, there is the Upakhyanam, a story of Jadaparatha, where this person, he renounces everything with a desire to do Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Spiritual desire was there. But once he entered the forest, he saw a deer giving birth to a baby deer. And the mother deer also was dying. Naturally, compassion came to him. So he protects the baby deer, and after some time he could have left the deer in the forest and continued with his original purpose. But the deer became very dear. So Bhagavatam brilliantly describes how he was obsessed with the deer, and ultimately he dies worrying about that deer. Who will take care of the deer? Therefore, Jadabharata was born as a deer, it is said. What is the message? Our strongest desire will determine our next janma. And the spiritual seeker, he keeps moksha, atma and paravidya as the strongest desire in life. Therefore, either after death, he will be born in a conducive place to continue spirituality more seriously, or he may get jnanam and moksha here itself. What is the message then? One's desire determines the condition of a jiva after death. In case of a jnani, no worldly desires are there for him. Therefore, he does not have punarjanma. He merges into God. That is the message. Yaha kaman kamayate. Suppose a person builds up various worldly desires. In spite of the scripture's warning that all worldly desires have got trivida doshas. You know what are the trivida doshas? Dukkha mishritatvam. We have already seen that. Atriptikaratvam, bandhakatvam. So therefore, kaman kamayate. They seek objects of enjoyment. How? Manyamanaha, being obsessed with them all the time. What does Bhagavan do? He notes it. He puts it in his diary. So, saha jayate tatra tatra. That person is born in corresponding places according to his desires. Kamabihi, with such worldly vasanas, this is the lot of an aviveki, a person who is not viveki. There are some people born in the Vedic culture. They are exposed to moksha as the purusharta, and they decide to dedicate the entire life in pursuit of moksha. Therefore, kritatmanastho, those who become jnanis by pursuing shastra vichara, kritatmana means jnanis. So those who have transformed the jivatma into paramatma, asatoma sadgamayam, tamasoma jyotirgamayam, mrityorma amritam gamayam, so that is the transformation of jivatma into paramatma. It is not a physical transformation, we should be careful, because finite jivatma through transformation cannot become infinite. So the transformation is from ignorance to wisdom. Understanding the idea, I am a jivatma, is a misconception due to my wrong identification with my body-mind complex. So that jivatmatvam is a mere notion. Through knowledge, when I drop that notion and understand the fact that I am the Paramatma, that is the transformation. Thus, Kritatmanaha, the transformed jnani, what is his state of mind? Purnatvam, he attains. Only when there is body, mind, abhimana, I get all the threefold statuses. What are those? Karta, Bhokta, Pramata. I can never have fulfillment. I am ever Apurnaha. While as Atma, Akarta, Abhokta, Apramata, I am ever Purnaha. Having discovered Purnatvam, one can then enjoy many things as a drama. Without getting trapped into them, without jnanam, life becomes a trap. Therefore, what he says, Paryapta Kamasya, the jnani is Purnaha. He is ready to die today also, or to live for another 20 years also, because no kama at all, with respect to life or with respect to death. So kama for life also is a trap. Kama for death also is a trap. Some people pray for their death. They say, anayasena maranam. I want anayasa maranam. Please do asirvadam so that I can depart early. 80, 90 year old people ask. Both such kamas are not there for a jnani. So prarabdhaya samarpitam swavapuhu iti esha manisha mama. In Manisha Panchakam, Acharya said. So paryapta kamasya. Body is handed to God and to prarabdham. Let it take its course. So, ihaiva, in the current janma itself, sarve kamaha praviliyanti. All the desires are resolved. They are dissolved. Therefore, he dies without any desire. Hence, no question of punarjanma. So, jnani continues to exist as Ishvara. He does not disappear at all. Mantra 3. Nayamatma pravachane na labhyaha na medhaya na bahuna shrutena yame vaisha vrunate te na labhyaha tasyesha atma vivrunate tanum swam. So this final section also is a winding up section. like the previous one. Therefore, the Upanishad wants to consolidate by mentioning Atma Swarupam, Atma Swarupa Jnanam, Atma Swarupa Jnana Sadhanam, and Atma Swarupa Jnana Phalam. We went through all this in the previous section. So, Atma Swarupa Jnanam is the knowledge of my real nature. And Atma Swarupa Jnana Sadhanam, what are the disciplines required for gaining that knowledge? And Atma Swarupa Jnana Phalam, the benefit of gaining this knowledge. So, in simple language, the Swarupam, Jnanam, Sadhanam and Phalam. These are the four topics. Now, in the following mantras, some sadhanas are highlighted. If these are not observed, Jnanam and Moksha are not possible. And among the sadhanas, most important is commitment and sincerity. Prioritization of Moksha as the goal. We are always confronted with the problem of prioritization, whether it is work or family, everywhere. As Raja Bhadragiri, you know, he tells in Vairagya Satakam, a beautiful sloka is there. Ayur Varsha Satam Rinam Parimitam Ratrau Tadartham Gatam Tasyardasya Parasya Chardam Aparam Balatva Vriddhatva Yoho Sesham Vyadi Viyoga Dukkha Sagitam Sevadi Birniyate Jive Vari Taranga Chanjalatare Saukyam Kutapranina. What a beautiful question. Ayur Varshasatam Drinam Parimitam. A person has got 100 years of life according to Shastras maximum. In that Ratrau Tadartam Gatam, 50% is gone in sleeping during the night. And Tasyardasya Parasyam Kachardam Aparam Balatva Vriddhatva Yoho. In those 50 years, 25 years is gone in childhood and old age. Because in childhood, I do not have any discrimination. So, I do not know what to do. In old age, I know what to do, but I cannot do. So, out of 50, 25 years are gone. How many have left? Only the prime life of 25. In that, what best can I do? Sesham, Vyadi, Viyoga, Dukkha, Sagitam, Sevadi, Birniyate. In that 25 years also, Vyadi, Viyoga means separation. All those things, various other things, and Sevadibhi, Seva means all this career, profession and all that thing. So can the human being, how he can find the time for spiritual pursuit? It is extremely difficult. Therefore, we have to be very, very alert. We have to be alert in prioritizing, in choosing wisely. So the intensity of choice will decide the quality of our sadhanas. Upanishad calls it Ishavrinathe. Atma Varanam. This is called Atma Varanam. So, intensely desiring moksha as top priority. Atma Varanam. So, in this intense desire, if that is lacking, it will affect the quality of the other sadhanas also. So, even the intensity of Shravanam in a class, when we are listening to the class, whether puja or karma or upasana, all the other sadhanas also, quality will be decided by intensity of desire. Therefore, make sure that you have got Tivra Mumukshutvam. If that intensity is not there, other sadhanas will not fructify into moksha. They will only be mechanical. So, we can add as heading, if there is no intensity in desire for moksha, then what happens? Na ayamatma pravachanena labhyaha. Any amount of pravachanam will not help. Normally, pravachanam means a discourse. That meaning also can be taken. Or Shankaracharya, he takes the meaning of Veda Adhyayana. That is, chanting the scriptures will not help in attaining Atma or Moksha. Very careful. Otherwise, we may mistake it as Pravachanam is useless. That is not the message. Pravachanam becomes useless if intensity of desire is lacking. Na Medaya, na Bahuna Shrutena. Meda means memorizing power. Because memorization was part of sadhana in our tradition. Everything is by-hearted. Because it was Shravanam tradition those days. Therefore, the student and teacher, they do not have the book. That is why in Brahmachari Ashrama, they learnt all the texts by heart. Now it is not required because we have got books, not even books, we have got iPads, M-pads, all both. So, the Upanishad says, by memorization alone, you will not get. Then, na bahuna shrutena, not by any amount of Shravanam also, because the quality of Shravanam will be very poor. It is directly proportional to my intensity of desire for moksha. Then, what is the most important thing? Yam eva yesha vrinute tena labhyaha. The one who chooses moksha as the only goal of life. Other things are not rejected, but they are only stepping stone. If Bhagavan appears now and asks, imagine for example, in place of Nachiketas, we are all there. If Yamadharmaraja comes and asks, what will you do? He will give all the other things, material things. What will I choose? If I can say like Nachiketas, I will choose Jnanam and Moksha. That indicates Tivra Mumukshutvam. For such a person, Yam Eva Yesha Vrinute. One who so chooses, Tena Labhyaha. For him, Atma is attainable. Tasya, for such a sincere seeker, Atma Tanum Swam Vivrinute. Atma easily reveals its nature. Therefore, may you realize the importance of moksha and seek it. Sincere prayatnam is very, very important. Mantra 4. Nayam atma balahine na labhyaha na cha pramadhat tapaso vapya lingat yete rushayer yate yastu vidvan tasyaiva atma vishate brahmadhyama. Here four sadhanas, they are highlighted, namely balam, apramadaha, tapaha and lingam. Balam means strength. Moksha or Brahman can be attained only if we have internal spiritual strength called sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. So balam is number one. That's the first qualification. The second one is apramadaha. Pramadaha means negligence or casual approach that will not work. One should have commitment, sincerity, perseverance. So prioritization or focus, commitment, sincerity, they are all important. That is why it is called apramadaha. Then tapaha. Tapaha has several meanings in Shastra. Shankaracharya takes here as jnanam, which is the primary qualification or sadhana for attaining moksha. So, and finally, lingam. Lingam means, Shankaracharya, he translates as sannyasa. Lingam means sannyasa. Why? Because, you know, in our tradition, grahastashrama is associated with lot of activities. And generally, jnanam or spiritual pursuit is undertaken by sannyasis. Why renounce all the other things so that one can have exclusivity for pursuing jnana? Therefore, sannyasa is the lingam, is the mark, symbol or identity of a person committed to jnana. So, sannyasa also is of two types. We have seen all this earlier. External sannyasa and internal sannyasa. External sannyasa is optional. Antara sannyasa or internal sannyasa is most important. Inner renunciation of ahankara, mamakara, ragadvesha, all those. So by remembering, I am not the owner or controller of anything. Bhagavan is the owner and controller. Then who am I? I am the user of a few things given by the Lord according to the law of karma. Even this physical body is temporary gift given by Lord in exchange of what? My prarabdham. The moment it is exhausted, Lord will take away the body. No notice is given. So nothing around is mine. I use, I grow and have to grow out of that. When ownership and controllership idea comes, negate it by dedicating it to the Lord. That does not mean I should be irresponsible. Whatever be my contribution, I have to do. Be it my duty to family, to my company, to body itself, do not neglect the body also. But what is going to happen, the result is not based on my ragadvesha. Thus, if I drop these ideas, ahankara, mamakara, raga, dvesha, I am an antara sannyasi. So, we give a definition for sannyasi. What is that? A sannyasi is one whose mind is prepared to lose the loosables. Everything is loosable except one thing, that is Atma, which is myself. So, this sannyasa, that mind is required for moksha. So, sannyasa is the fourth virtue. So, all these four are equally important. Therefore, the Upanishad uses a double negative for emphasis. It says, without these four, one cannot get moksha. Now, if you look at the mantra, Na ayam atma balahinena labhyaha. Without balam, atma cannot be attained. Na cha pramadat, it is not attainable with pramada, without commitment, without sincerity. Opposite of apramada. So, by a casual approach, jnanam will not fructify. Tapaso vapyapi Vahapya lingat, alingat tapasaha, alinga tapas, that should be read together. So, knowledge without sannyasa can never give moksha. It's a very powerful statement. Jnanam should be associated with inner sannyasa. Yetair upayaihi, with all these four qualifications, yatate yaha. Kuda shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, vastu vi, so vastu vidvamsaha vidvan bhavati. He becomes a jnani worth the name. Tasyaisha atma brahma dhama vishate. His atma, that is this jivatma, will merge into paramatma, brahma dhama, that is moksha. Brahma dhama is paramatma, moksha. His jivatma will merge into paramatma. And this merger the jnani enjoys, not only while he is alive, that is jivan mukti, at the time of death also, the jnani enjoys videha mukti. His sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karna shariams, they merge into samashti sthula sukshma karna shariram. We went through all this earlier. That means his anatma merges into ishvara anatma. So shariratrayam will merge into prapanchatrayam. Chaitanyam will merge into total chaitanyam. And Shankaracharya gives an example. It is like a broken pot. When the pot is broken, the pot space merges into total space. By traveling how much? Without traveling. And without even undergoing a change, the pot space becomes, within inverted commas, one with the total space. Both this jivatma, jivan mukti and videha mukti, a jnani will attain. That will be explained actually in the following mantras. We will read Sloka 5.
Samprapyai namrishayo jnana triptaha kritatmano vitaragha prashantaha te sarvagum sarvata prapya dhiraha yuktatmana sarvameva vishanti.
And thus there are a few successful spiritual seekers who attain all the qualifications, go through the proper disciplines, gain knowledge and moksha. So the entire roadmap of a successful spiritual seeker, that is presented here. It is a complete mantra giving every stage very beautifully. So what are the various stages? First is what? Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Third line, Viraha. Viraha means Vivekinaha. Those who have understood that moksha alone is the real goal. Nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka they have. Other than moksha, dharma, artha, kama, all the other goals are loosable goals. Because tetam buktva, swargalokam vishalam, kshene punye, martyalokam vishanti. In Bhagavad Gita we already saw that. So dharma is anityam, kama, sense pleasures are anityam, artha, money is mahanityam. Therefore they are all anitya purusharthas. Moksha alone must be the primary goal. So this fixing the goal, that is called viveka. So they are called dhiraha, vivekinaha. Then the second line, middle word, vitaragaha. After viveka, next to qualification is vairagyam. No hatred for world. World is anityam. So it does not deserve to be a goal of life. But world alone is the means through which I can attain moksha. Therefore, I take away the goal status of the world, but I replace the goal status by what? By means status. It's a means. Similarly, body cannot be the goal of life, but body is the means for achieving the goal. Therefore, money, family, body, every relationship, they are all important. But never give over importance, because none of them will be around me all the time. They cannot be dependent on permanently. So this attitude of converting world into sadhanam and not as a sadhyam, that is vairagyam. In Viveka Chudamani class actually we saw, neither give over importance nor under importance to anatma. Right importance is vairagyam, maturity. This is the second qualification. And then the next one is samadhi shatka sampatti. Very important. Prashanta. Prashanta means shama, mind control. The skill will not come that easily, because upasana yoga, all forms of meditation, is only to develop this. Because in meditation, I ask the mind to drop all the family thoughts and all other thoughts, at least for the 15 minutes, and do japa, manasa puja, manasa parayana, manasa japa. If I can practice it successfully, then mind will be obedient to me, prashanta. So converting my mind into my instrument, that is shama. And the next one is yuktamanaha, fourth line. In Tattva Bodha, actually we saw six such disciplines, samadhi, shatka, sampatti. Two are said here, yuktamanaha, attention span, capacity to have attention in a particular field for a length of time, focusing capacity. In Tattva Bodha, it is called samadhanam. Shama, dhamma, uparamati, diksha, shraddha, samadhanam. Therefore, yuktamanaha, that means what? Samahita chittaha. ஸோ விவேக வைராக்கியம் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி முமுக்ஷுத்வம் தட் வாஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஆக்சுவலி இன் த தேர்ட் மந்த்ரா. தென் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் ரிஷயா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். ஆல் தீஸ் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் தெம்செல்ஸ் தே கேனாட் கிவ் மீ ஞானம் ஆர் மோக்ஷா. ஃபார் ஞானம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு கோ த்ரூ ஸ்ரவணம் மனநம் நிதித்யாசனம் டு பிகம் ரிஷி. த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் இஸ் கன்சிஸ்டன்ட் அண்ட் சிஸ்டமேட்டிக் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் ஃபார் அ லெங்க் ஆஃப் டைம் அண்டர் த கைடன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அ காம்பிடன்ட் ஆச்சாரியா அண்ட் தென் அசிமுலேட்டிங் திஸ் டீச்சிங். திஸ் வி ஹவ் பீன் டெல்லிங் இன் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் ஆல் கிளாஸஸ். தே பிகம் ஞானிஸ் ரிஷி. ரிஷி மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ரிஷதி ஜானாதி இது ரிஷிஹி. ரிஷ் டு நோ. ரிஷி மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ நோஸ். ஸோ தட் இஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ். அண்ட் ஒன்ஸ் தே பிகம் ஞானிஸ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் டு தெம்? செகண்ட் லைன் கிருதாத்மானோ வீதராக பிரசாந்த. கிருதாத்மானா மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் ஹூ ஹவ் காட் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம்டு ஆத்மா. டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம்டு ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஜீவாத்மா டு பரமாத்மா. அண்ட் ஹியர் அகெயின் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம்டு, நோ ஆக்சுவல் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்மேஷன். ஐ ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தட் ஐ மிஸ்டுக் மை செல்ஃப் அஸ் ஜீவா. அகம் ந ஜீவா பட் அகம் பிரம்மைவ. தட் இஸ் கால்ட் கிருதாத்மானா. ஒன்ஸ் அ பர்சன் கோஸ் த்ரூ ஆல் தி ஸ்டேஜஸ் ஞான திருப்தா. த பெனிஃபிட் இஸ் டோட்டல் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட். லைஃப் இஸ் லைஃப் மிஷன் இஸ் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ். ஐ கெட் பூர்ணத்வம். Therefore, jnanena triptaha. Even though at body, mind, family levels, there are deficiencies, complaint-free life is impossible. What is moksha? Moksha is fulfillment from the standpoint of my real nature and learning to live with complaints at anatma level. Therefore, jnana triptaha, free in spite of situations. And they, those jnanis, enjoy this fulfillment while living, which is called Jeevan Muktihi. In Sankhya Yoga, Krishna said, Dukkeshu Anudvignamanaha Sukeshu Vigitasprahaha Vitaragabaya Krodaha Tidadir Muniruchyate. While living and after death also, they are one with Brahman. That is said in the third line. Te Sarvagam Sarvataha Prapya. At the end of Prarabdha, their body falls and they are not worried about the longevity of the body. Why should I live when I cannot contribute? This is the question asked even by Vedantic students. When I am bedridden, why should Bhagavan keep my body? Remember, law of karma, not only we are karta, contributors, but we are also bhoktas. And the bhokta ahankara has got his quota to exhaust. So one has to go through all kinds of situations. Not only the karma of this person, remember karma of the family members also. Therefore, never ask the question, why Bhagavan keeps a useless person? Maybe he may be a Mahajnani or he may be a Mahajnani. What I want to say here is, Jnani is one who surrenders to Prarabdham. Let the body continue as long as it should, according to the law of karma. Bhagavan is what? He is only implementing the law, karma paladhata. He does not directly implement, either he gives death through one method or the other. Therefore, jnani is ready always. And when the body falls, te, those jnanis, sarvagam, sarvataha prapya. The jnani, the enclosed chaitanyam, enclosed within the body, merges into the all-pervading total consciousness. Sarvagam, chaitanyam, sarvataha prapya. Sarvam eva avishanti. That jnani is no more an enclosed chaitanyam. Therefore, being all-pervading consciousness, where is he? He is everywhere. Therefore, Jnani is Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Previously, he was Ekarupa Ishwaraha. Now, he has become Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Sarvameva Avishanti. He enters. And again, entry is not a physical movement. The body merging into the creation and consciousness is the all-pervading enclosed one. Anatma merges into total anatma. Atma seemingly merges into total chaitanyam. In short, jivatma merges, becomes one with paramatma, called videha mukti. No more karmas are left out because sanchita karma is burnt, agami karma is avoided, prarabdha karma is exhausted. No karma is left behind, so no scope for punarjanma. Individuality is not there for rebirth. This is called videha mukti of a jiva. The details are given actually in the following mantras that we will see. Mantra 6. Vedanta vijnana sunischitartha sanyasa yogadyataya shuddha sattvaha te brahma lokeshu parantakale paramrutat parimuchyanti sarve. It's a famous mantra. Akkar in Mahanarayana Upanishad, actually four mantras are there. ನ ಕರ್ಮಣಾ ನ ಪ್ರಜಯಾಧನೇ ನ ತ್ಯಾಗೇ ನೈಕೇ ಅಮೃತತ್ವಮಾನಶು ಪರೇಣ ನಾಕಂ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ವಿಭ್ರಾಜದೇ ದದ್ಯತಯೋ ವಿಶಂತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಸುನಿಶ್ಚಿತಾರ್ಥ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗಾದ್ಯತೆಯ ಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವ ಆಹ ತೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಲೋಕೇತು ಪರ ಅಂತಕಾಲೇ ಪರಾಮೃತಾತ್ ಪರಿಮುಚ್ಯಂತಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ದಕ್ರಂ ವಿಪಾಪಂ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವಭೂತಂ ಯತ್ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಂ ಪುರಮಧ್ಯ ಸಗ್ಗಸ್ಥಂ ತತ್ರಾಭಿ ದಕ್ರಂ ಗಗನಂ ವಿಶೋಕಸ್ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಯತಂತಸ್ತದುಪಾಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಯೋ ವೇದಾದೌ ಸ್ವರ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ವೇದಾಂತೇ ಚ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಲೀನಸ್ಯ ಯ ಪರಸ್ಸ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮಹಾನಾರಾಯಣ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನ ಕರ್ಮಣ ನ ಪ್ರತಯ ಅಕರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ವೇದಾಂತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಇಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಮುಂಡಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಆರ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಮಹಾನಾರಾಯಣ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಆಫ್ ತೈತ್ರಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಸೊ ಎ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಈಸ್ ರಿಮೈಂಡೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ. ಇಫ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗುರು, ಗುರು ವಿಲ್ ಗೈಡ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಅ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್, ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಇಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ದ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಇಫ್ ಅ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಎ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ. ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್, ಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವ. ಎ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಟು ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಯೋಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅತ್ ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪತ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವ. ಸೊ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗೇನ ಉಪಾಸನಾಯೋಗೇನ ಚ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಪಂಚ ಮಹಾಯಜ್ಞಾಸ್, ಉಪಾಸನಯೋಗ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಸಗುಣ ಈಶ್ವರ. ಸೊ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಿಫೈನಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುವಲಿ ರಿಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಮ್. ಇಫ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದನ್ ದೆನ್ ದಲ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ. ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಯತಯಃ. ಸೊ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಯೋಗ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಮನನಂ ನಿಧಿಧ್ಯಾಸನಂ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೈಂಟ್ಸ್. ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಪುಟ್ಸ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅನ್ ಯತಿ. ಎ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ, ಯತಯ ಹೂ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ರೈಟ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್? ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಇಸ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಯತಯ ಸೊ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಶೀಲಾ, ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಯುನೋ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಸಿನ್ಸಿಯರ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಆರ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಹೀ ಎಂಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಆರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಯೋಗ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ? ಎಗೈನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಈಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಪ್ರಧಾನ. ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಮಿಡ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಅವರ್ ಎ ವೀಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಿವಿಷನ್. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ. ಸೊ ಎ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ 100%. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಚನ್ಮಯಾನಂದ ಇಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಪ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಆರೆಂಜ್ ಕೋಟ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಕ್ಯಾಂಪ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ನೀತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕೋಟ್ ದ್ಯಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ. ಓವರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ವೈಫ್, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾದರ್, ನಾಟ್ ಮದರ್, ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್. ದೆನ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾಂಪ್ ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಕೋಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಕೋಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಹೋಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ? ವೆನ್ಎವರ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಆರ್ ಮನನಂ ಯು ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ನ ಮಾತ ನ ಪಿತ ನ ಬಂಧು ನ ಗುರು ಆಲ್ ನೌ ಸರ್ವಸಂಗ ಪರಿತ್ಯಾಗ. ಸೊ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ವೇದಾಂತ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಕಾಡೆಮಿಕ್ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್. ಸೊ ಟು ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಯೂಸಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡು ದೇ ಡೂ? ದೇ ಪರ್ಸ್ಯೂ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಮನನಂ ನಿಧಿಧ್ಯಾಸನಂ. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್? ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್, ವೇದಾಂತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಸುನಿಶ್ಚಿತಾರ್ಥ. ವೇದಾಂತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ, ಸೊ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್, ಅರ್ಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್. ಸೊ ಅರ್ಥ ಇಸ್ ದ ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ, ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಥೀಮ್. ಸೊ ವೇದಾಂತ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಅನ್ನಮಯ ಕೋಶ, ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಕೋಶ, ಇಟ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಡ್, ದ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಥೀಮ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸತ್ಯಂ ಜಗನ್ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಜೀವೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವನಾಪರಃ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಫ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಸೆಗ್ರಿಗೇಷನ್. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್? ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಐ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೀ. And the final jump is what? The toughest and the most compulsory jump is the entire world, the material world which exists in me is nothing but Nama and Rupa only. Actually, Brahadarani Upanishad says, Trayamva Idam Nama Rupam Karma Jagatam. The world is just name, form and function. For each name and form, there is a relevant function also. So, Nama, Rupa and Karma. So, this I have to receive. It has to be convinced. I have to be convinced about it. I have to assimilate this. And whenever I am alone and the I thought comes, I thought must be primarily referred to the original I. Remember the five capsules we already said earlier? I am of the nature of the eternal and all-pervading consciousness, number one. Two, I am the only source of permanent peace, security and happiness. Three, by my mere presence, I give life for the body-mind complex, and through body-mind complex, I experience the material world. And the four, I am never affected by any event that happens in the material world and body-mind. And final one, by forgetting my higher nature, that is my real nature, I convert life into burden. You know, we defined burden in one of the earlier lectures, HAFD, helplessness, anger, frustration, and depression. That is called samsara. So by remembering my real nature, I convert life into a blessing. Why a blessing? Only when I am alive, I remember my higher nature. How can I remember after death? Only when I am alive, I can claim, Aham vrikshas yareriva, kirti prishtam gireriva, urdva pavitro vajineiva sumrtamasmi, dravinagumsa varchasam, sumedha amrutokshitaha, iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Taittiriya Upanishad tells us how to claim our glory. There are so many mantras which deal with claiming our glory. This is called Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha. Sunishchitam. The five capsules, they are internalized, well assimilated. And what will happen to them? Fourth line, paramrutat. They become Brahman even when alive. Brahma bodaha, param amritam, absolutely immortal. Why do we say absolutely immortal? Because devas are relatively immortal, living for a longer time, much longer time compared to us. But a jnani is absolutely immortal, even while living, because he claims, I am not the mortal body, I am the immortal atma. Therefore, Jivan Mukti is claiming the immortality of myself and accepting the mortality of the body. They are called Paramarthika Brahma Bodha. This is called Jivan Mukti. And having been Jivan Mukta as long as the Prarabdha Karma permits, at the end, Te Parantakale, in the final death of this Jnani Jivaha, Videga Mukti Kale, Brahma Lokesho. Again, we have to carefully note, Shankaracharya, he says, it is not Brahma Loka, the seventh higher world, but because Upasakas will go to Brahma Loka. But he is a Jnani. In the context of a Jnani, Brahma Loka means Brahma Chaitanyam. Brahma Lokeshu means in Brahma Chaitanyam. So, Parimuchyanti, they get merged into Brahman or Ishvara called Videha Mukti. So, Jnana Palam is both Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. Mantra 7. Gathakala panchadasha pratishtam devascha sarve pratidevatasu karmani vijnanamayascha atmam parevyaye sarvayeki bhavanti. What happens during Videha Mukti is clearly described here. It's a rare mantra. Every jnani is a mixture of material part, namely the anatma, and spiritual part, atma. So Upanishad says, anatma, the matter, will merge into total anatma matter. As we said, the sthula shariram into sthula prapancha, otherwise called virat. Sukshma shariram into sukshma prapancha, called hiranyagarbha. And karana shariram will merge into antaryami. So all this we have seen earlier. So vyashti merges into samashti. Vyashti means individual. Samashti is total. So best example is what? Iceberg merging into the ocean. Out of the ocean, it got formed. Into the ocean, it resolves. When there is powerful sunlight of jnanam, jnana surya melts the iceberg of sharira trayam. So the consciousness part merges into what? Total consciousness. As I said, merging without any motion. Now the anatma part have got so many components. And in the shastram, in several contexts, the anatma is divided into different forms. Normally, we know Sharira Trayam or Pancha Koshas. But total is matter only. Actually, in Prashnopanishad, we are going to see next. The Anatma part of an individual is divided into 16 parts called Shodasha Kala Purushaha. Shodasha means 16. Prashnopanishad in the 6th chapter. Sapranam Asrajatam Pranachradham Kham Vayur Jyotihi Apaha Prithivi Indriyam Manaha Annam Annad Viryam Tapo Mantraha Karma Loka Lokeshucha Namacha. So all these 16 are described there. And the list. So Prana, Indriyani, Tapaha, including some of the faculties. 16 items are mentioned. We need to only note this much. When we do Prashnopanishad, we will do in detail. So all the 16 put together is what? Sharira Trayam or Panchakoshas. In this mantra, the Upanishad says, of the 16 kalas, 15 merge into the corresponding total. The Vashti into Samashti. Panchadasha kala, they merge. Then the question is, which one does not merge? Shankaracharya writes in his Bhashyam, the Upanishad does not say, Nama, the name of the Jnani, that remains in the world. Because the Sishyas, they worship, they remember the Guru. Adi Shankaracharya lived so many years ago and merged into God. But we still have his name. We celebrate Shankara Jayanti. Except Nama, everything merges. So now if you look at this mantra, mantra, panchadasha kala. Like prana, kham, vayuhu, jyotihi, apaha, prithivi, indriya, manaha, annam, viryam, tapaha, shraddha, etc. Even the pancha buddhas are in the body. They go to pratishta, their karanam. Pratishta is a karanam, corresponding samashti, total. So panchadasha pratishta. So they all merge. And kalaha, gataha. So then, according to shastras, we have got so many ingredients and so many organs. In Tattva Bodha, we talked about 17 organs playing different roles in the Sukshma Shariram. So, Pancha Jnana Indriyani, 5 sense organs, Pancha Karma Indriyani, 5 organs of action, Pancha Pranas, Manaha, Buddhi, 17. So, all of them function blessed by the corresponding Devata, that is the total, Samashti. And the name of the Devas also we saw in Tattva Bodha. Shrotrasya Deva, Dik Devata, Tacho Vayuhu, Chakshusa Shuryaha, Rasanaya Varunaha, Granasya Ashvinau, Iti Jnanendriya Devataha. So, and that Devata, that power, or Devata Amsaha, is supposed to be in every organ. For example, in our eyes, Surya Devata, his Amsham is there. When Prardham is not cooperative, that Devata Amsham will block it. So, it will have problem. So, all the Devata Amsham is occupying our body, including Jnani's body also. And when Jnani dies, the Devata Amsha will go back to the Devata Samashti. In the case of Ajnani also, the same thing happens. But what is the difference? In the case of Ajnani, he will go to another body and seek blessing from the Devatas again. Surya Devata has to come to the next Shariram. But in the case of Jnani, Devata Amshams permanently merge. In fact, Devatas are happy because one person has really accomplished the mission. Therefore, look at the second line now. Sarve devatascha devata amsha. So that means Surya, Chandra, Varuna, all those things. Chandra mamanaso jataha chakshro suryo ajayata mukhadindras chagnischa pranad vayura jayata. All for what purpose? We have to use all of them. Vedaha medam purusham mahantam aditya varnam tamasastu pare. I have to understand. Veda aham etam purusham. That is the purpose of my life. Jnani has done that. So, sarve devataha cham prati devatasu. The corresponding samashti devatas, they gataha, they merge into. And karmani, all karmas are dissolved into samashti, total. Especially sanchita karma. Because prarabdham is exhausted, agami is avoided, they need not merge. Karmani cha gataha. Gataha, that verb has to be ordered to everyone. So, kala gataha. Devaha gataha, karmani gatani, up to this anatma merging into samashti. Now what about the enclosed atma? What happens to that? Vijnanamaya atma. Here vijnanamaya atma is jivatma. The enclosed chaitanyam that is called kshetrajnya in 9th chapter. So, pare eki bhavanti, it merges into total paramatma without any movement. So, pare eki bhavanti sarve. In short, everything merges into Ishvara, which is avyayam, which is eternal. This is beautiful description of videha mukti of a jnani. Mantra 8. Yata nadyasyandamana samudre astham gacchanti nama rupe vihaya tata vidvan vidvanam vidvan rupad vimuktaha parat param purusham upaiti divyam. So the example for videha mukti is in the form of rivers merging into the ocean. The rivers, they originate from ocean. They exist because of the ocean and rains and merge back into the ocean only. Ocean is ekam, rivers are anekam, many. Similarly, jivatma originates from paramatma and merge into paramatma. Same thing happens for a jnani also, like a river merges into paramatma. Yata nadyaha, like the rivers, sandamanaha, they are flowing towards samudre, the ocean only. Whether they are aware of the fact or not, they are flowing towards. Similarly, all jivatmas also, knowingly or unknowingly, they are going towards the paramatma only. When a person goes in search of happiness, according to Vedanta, he is looking for paramatma only. Because the only source of happiness is paramatma only. Mistaking the world as a source of joy, they run towards the world. But really speaking, everyone is seeking what? Ananda, which is paramatma only. So, samudre astham gacchanti, ultimately they merge into the ocean. And what do you mean by merger again? The Upanishad says, nama rupe vihaya, the water is never destroyed, even when we say river is dissolved. Only nama rupa, the river has dropped. Until merger, river had individuality, Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, all those, all these different names and forms. Therefore, nama rupe vihaya, name, form only are gone, water is never destroyed. Tatha, vidvan nama rupat vimuktaha. Similarly, vidvan, the wise person, also was the jivatma chaitanyam. The chaitanyam is never born, continues to be there always. And then, what does he lose? The individuality caused by the enclosure body. The individuality, a human being, a male, female, varna, ashrama, gotra, all of them are gone. The jiva bhava goes away, which was restricting him all along. Vidwan, the wise man, he is free from that. And purusham upaiti, he merges into purushaha. Purushaha means Brahman. Here it is not the anatma part merging into the total. Here the atma, the chaitanyam part, becoming one with the total chaitanyam consciousness. So vidwan, the vyashti chaitanyam, purusham, the samashti chaitanyam, upaiti. And what type of chaitanyam? The chaitanyam is, it is paratparam, which is beyond even maya. Paratparam, there are two para here. First para refers to maya. The second para refers to Brahman, which is beyond maya. So maya refers to what? Time and space. Time and space are always within maya. Maya, kalpita, desha, kala, kalina, kalana. So we saw it in Dakshinamurti Sotram. He is beyond time and space. Mrityorma amrutam gamaya. Asatoma sadgamaya. He is the absolute Brahman, which is divyam, divine, or chaitanya swarupam, vimuktaha, videha mukti. Shloka 9. Sayoha vai tat param brahma veda, brahmaiva bhavati nasya brahma vitkule bhavati, tarati shokam tarati papmanam, guha grantibhyo vimukto amruto bhavati. So in the entire Upanishad, that is summarized in this mantra, and it's an often quoted mantra also, tarati shokam. So jnanam, so jivan mukti, videha mukti, they are all talked about here. Ya paramam brahma veda, sa brahma iva bhavati. It's a very often quoted mantra. Brahma veda, brahma iva bhavati. The one who knows Brahman becomes Brahman. Shankaracharya, he considers this very important statement, from which he derives the Mahavakyam, indirect Mahavakyam. Now the question is what? How is it possible? Because it is against our experience. Normally in our experience, the knower of something never becomes that thing. And it is good news also. The knower of something does not become that thing. Now the Upanishad says, the Jivatma, which is the knower of Paramatma, becomes Paramatma. How is it logically possible? It is against our experience. So Shankaracharya says the Upanishad can make that statement only under one condition. And what is that condition? I am already Paramatma. Because of ignorance, I have disowned my real nature, the Paramatmatvam, and Shruti revealed that real fact, and when the fact is revealed, I drop the Jiva hood, the Jiva Bhava, and I do not become Brahman, but I claim Brahmatvam. I take ownership. Through what? Through knowledge. This is called Brahmaiva Bhavati. Only in the case of erroneous perceptions, by knowing you can become that. Therefore, you have Brahma Veda. And how does he know Brahman? The method of knowing also is important. He does not know Brahman as there is some Brahman. The one who knows Brahman as I am. Aham iti yaha veda saha brahma bhavati. Bhavati, he claims, I am Brahman. That word eva, only, eva means only. That you have to connect it actually to three words. Number one, yaha veda saha eva brahma bhavati. The knower alone becomes Brahman, not by other sadhana. Knowledge is emphasized here. And the second meaning is, yaha veda saha brahma eva bhavati. One who knows, he becomes Brahman only and nothing else. The position of eva only has changed. So knower only becomes Brahman. Knower becomes Brahman only, nothing else. And third, yaha brahma veda saha brahma bhavati eva. Add the verb at the end. He will become Brahman certainly. After knowledge, there is no obstacle to moksha at all. Not only that, he becomes so powerful a jnani that whoever is around him, he will convert them also into Brahman. It's a big conversion program. Because his very presence changes others. The Upanishad talks about his glory. Asya kule abramavite na bhavati. In his family or in his gurukula. All his disciples, they also will certainly become Brahman by the power of his teaching. Asya gurukule sarve shishyaha api shishyaha api brahma bhavanti. And if he is a grahastha, to his children also he will impart. His influence is so powerful. This is his glory. Okay, I know aham brahmasmi. So what? We all want practical benefits. That benefit he said first, jivan mukti and videha mukti. What is the practical benefit? Tarati shokam. A jnani crosses over sorrow, regret, mental distress, all of them. One of the definitions of jivan mukti is what? Sorrow nivritti. What do we mean by that? Because freedom from sorrow has two meanings. Both we have to understand. One is the shastriya drishtya and another laukika drishtya. Freedom from sorrow. Shastriya drishtya, from the angle of shastras, freedom is a jnani understands that I am Atma, the consciousness. And consciousness is free from all attributes. It is Nirgunam. I am Brahman, the Chaitanyam. So if I am free from all attributes, what about sorrow? Sorrow is also an attribute. It's an unhappy attribute. Then what about the mind? He says jnani's mind also is free from sorrow. But that freedom is not the result of jnanam. But it is because of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. In sadhana chatushtaya sampatti also, two disciplines he has followed. Vairagyam and Shrama. Vairagyam means what? Freedom from Ragadvesha, likes and dislikes. Ragadveshas are generated by Ahankara and Mamakara. Ahankara is in the body mind. There are three places where we have strong Mamakara. Two places where we have Ahankara. In the body mind, Ahankara. In family, property, professional possessions, Mamakara. Aham and Mama has to be diluted. How? By not dwelling on them too much. Therefore, replace ownership by usership and controllership by contributorship. That's what Swamiji says. Replace ownership by usership. I don't own anything, but use them. And I don't control anything, but I contribute. Lord Krishna tells in two important shlokas in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Vihaya kamani sarvanim pumam charati nisprihaha nirmamo nirahankaraha sashantim adhikachati. So if you want mental peace, aham, mama must be diluted. And ragadvesha vayuktaistum vishayan indriyascharanai. Atma vashyer videyatma prasadam adhikachati. So prasadam here means mental peace. Ragadvesha must be diluted. I can retain aham, mama, ragadvesha as a karta while doing my duty. But when I become a bhokta, ragadvesha, aham, mama, they have to be pushed aside. Then only I can have prasada bhavana. All those things, you know, we all have to bring all those things, you know, prasada buddhi and, you know, ishwararpana buddhi, all those things which we went through in karma yoga. So they all have to be brought here. So hence jnani, he enjoys mental peace not because of jnanam, but because of aham, mama and ragadvesha dilution. Which is more important if we ask? Both are important. Without sadhana chatushti sampatti, if one studies Vedanta, one can say, I am Atma. But the mind will be crying and it will not stop. Because I have never paid attention to sadhana chatushti sampatti, which is very much required. One more point is what? Vairagyam is freedom from aham, mama and ragadvesha. Vairagyam will help in avoidance of sorrow. If sorrow has already come, how to handle that? Shama is the method for the removal of sorrow. And what is the definition of shama? Mind control? Thought displacement skill. Swamiji calls it thought displacement skill, TDS. By practicing japa, I should develop a skill to displace all other thoughts from my mind. All emotional disturbances, they are all only thoughts. Jnani, through japa, has developed this thought displacement skill. So at will, he vacates the mind from any disturbing thoughts. But the skill will not come easily. One has to practice a lot. That is why Krishna said, Abhyasena tu kaunteyam vairagyena cha grihyate chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavatritam. So he told all that. So controlling the mind is difficult. Controlling the thought is difficult. You require shama, abhyasam and also vairagyam. Through that, mental shoka nivritti is possible. And jnani gets which one? He gets both of them. Tharati shoka shokam, tharati papmanam. And he crosses over all the papa karmas, sanchita karmas, including punyam. And guha granthibhyo vimuktaha. He is free from all the knots in the heart. We have seen this word earlier, knots in the heart, granthi. Before in the Muntaka Upanishad itself. So vidya granthim vikaritiha somyam. Actually in the first section, in the second chapter. In this context, knot means ignorance. It's not very easy to remove. And why it is not easy? Because this knot has been there for how long? Anadi avidya vasanaya, for innumerable number of previous janmas. And that knot in the heart, in the mind, vimuktaha bhavati. He becomes free. This is jivanmukti. And finally, amrito bhavati. After death also, he becomes immortal Brahman. Videha mukti also he gets. So both Jivan mukti and Videha mukti, they are summed up here in this concluding mantra. Now the winding up Upanishad, the teacher now says, 10th shloka, Tadetat richabhyuktam kriyavanta shrotriya brahmanishtaha swayam juhvata ekarshim shraddayantaha tesha mevaitam brahma vidyam vedeta shirovratam vidivadyaistu chirnam. Here the Upanishad is quoting a mantra from Rigveda to talk about, this is Atharvaveda Upanishad, remember, to talk about the qualifications required for the full benefit from Vedantic study. What are the conditions in which Vedantic study will give full benefit? Tad yetat richabhyuktam. Richa here means through Rig mantra, abhyuktam have been mentioned. What are the conditions? Shrotriyaha. One should have the practice of the scriptural study. Because then alone, one will know that there is something called moksha. Otherwise, we will know only two purusharthas, artha and kama. Therefore, shrotriya means exposed to our scriptures. And then, kriyavantaha. The scriptures talk about various healthy practices for the internal growth, like pancha maha yajnas, so karma yoginaha bhutva. So, and second line, swayam jukhvantaha ekarshim shraddhayantaha. Yekarshi is the name of the ritualistic fire, actually. There's a fire, ritualistic fire, kindled by the Atharvana Veda people. In Atharva Veda, there is a ritual for Homa. So, to practice Deva Yajna, in Panchamaha Yajnas, Deva Yajna is one of them, Ishwara Aradhana. And Brahmanishtaha, Saguna Brahma Upasakas, to develop these, you know, mind control skills. So, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha, Therefore, those who have those qualifications, tesham eva, only for those people, etam brahma vidyam vadeta. You have to teach only those people. Should not be taught to everybody. If Vedanta is taught to those without qualifications, they will not get the full benefit. And so they will blame Vedanta. Therefore, we should be very clear. Nothing wrong in studying Vedanta, but follow up sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. And not only that, for the Atharvana Veda people, a special vratam is also asked about, talked about here, which is called Shiro Vratam, which I mentioned in the introduction when I mentioned about the name of Mundaka Upanishad, which is part of entering Brahmacharya Ashrama. This is carrying the ritualistic fire on the head and going around. The idea is what? The Vedic disciplines are to be followed according to one's Varna Ashrama, Veda, etc. And because of that Vratam only, it is called Mundaka Upanishad. So, Mundaka means Shira, head. And Vidivat Yaistu Chirnam, whoever has gone through the instructions. All this should not be taken literally. It's for meant for Atharvana Veda people. And according to one's designation, whatever scriptural instructions I have to follow, I should follow. That is the idea. So, to put it in a simple language, without religious life, spirituality will not work. Secular Vedanta does not exist. I should be a religious person and study Vedanta. That combination only will work. Now the last mantra, that is the final mantra of the Upanishad, mantra 11. Tadedat satyam rishirangiraha puro vacha naidata chirna pratodite nama paramarishibhyaha nama paramarishibhyaha. So tad yetat satya. Satya means refers to Brahman. Satyam here refers to Brahman. So the ultimate truth, this is the ultimate truth, revealed by the Acharya Angiras in Mundaka Upanishad, who is the disciple, Shaunaka. So, Ekasara Nitya Satyam Jagat Karanam Brahma, that is Satyam. And what is the name of the student? As I told, Shaunaka. And the Upanishad once again emphasizes the importance of qualification. Etat, this Brahman, that Brahma Vidya, should not be learned Achirna Vrataha, by a person who has not gone through the qualificatory steps without doing, you know, the Karma Yoga. And one should not come to Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga one has to do and then only come to Jnana Yoga. So, that is what Acharya is emphasizing here, the Upanishad emphasizing. Namaha Paramarishibhyaha. We are grateful to not just to one Rishi. Sadashiva Samarambham, Shankaracharya Madhyamam, Asmadacharya Paryantam. Therefore, the best expression of gratitude is what? Namaskaram to all the rishis, the Guru Parampara, starting from Sadashiva, Narayana, and to my present Guru, the Guru Parampara. That is very important. Therefore, the Upanishad repeats it and also concludes the saying, prostrations to the entire Guru Parampara. With this, the Mundaka Upanishad is concluded. Now we will go through the summary of this Upanishad before I conclude it for the day. So Mundaka Upanishad is an important Upanishad belonging to the Atharvana Veda. This is called Mundaka Upanishad for two reasons. This I already mentioned actually. Munda or Mundaka means head. Head Upanishad, that is important Upanishad, primary Upanishad. That is why Shankaracharya also had taken it among the 10 Upanishads for which he wrote the commentary. And the second reason is Atharvana Veda people, they study the Upanishad after performing the Mundaka Vratam, which I just now described, which involves carrying the ritualistic fire on the head in a pot. So it's called a Mundaka Upanishad also. And it has got 65 mantras spread over 3 chapters. Each chapter is called a Mundakam. So each chapter has got 2 sections, Khanda also. And I will give now the gist of each one of these sections in the important mantras of each section also. So the teaching tradition consists of actually 9 mantras, that is given in the introductory section. So, teaching sampradaya and subject matter of the teaching, that is both were introduced here. And what is the tradition? It begins from the Lord Himself. Therefore, a divine tradition, defectless tradition, reliable tradition, time-tested tradition of Guru Shishya Parampara. So, the names of a few Acharyas are given here, beginning from Brahmaji Himself. And names of the Guru and Shishyas are also given. Shaunaka is the disciple approaching the Guru Angiras, the Acharya, very reverentially. So that is also to indicate that spiritual knowledge must be gained only from a guru. Faith and devotion are compulsory for the teaching to bless the student. The Shishya's question is what? What is the ultimate truth, knowing which we know everything? In Sanskrit it was, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam is the question. How do I get? The entire subject matter is divided into then two branches, namely Paravidya and Aparavidya. Paravidya is the knowledge of the ultimate reality named Aksharam in Mundaka Upanishad, knowing which everything is known, which is the liberating knowledge. Knowledge of all preparatory disciplines, that is called Aparavidya. It is called Apara or inferior Vidya because it does not directly liberate. Not that it is not important, it is very important. It prepares us for Paravidya. The preparatory disciplines are Karma, Upasana, that is action meditation, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga. So Karma Yoga plus Upasana Yoga is Aparavidya, Jnana Yoga is Paravidya. So all three yogas are introduced. So in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Karma Yoga 6 chapters, Upasana Yoga 6 chapters, together is Aparavidya. And Jnana Yoga 6 chapters is Paravidya. Therefore, Upanishad then defines what is Aksharam, the ultimate truth behind creation. It is eternal and it is all-pervading. It is not an experiencer nor it is experienced. Then what is it? Eternal and all-pervading and extremely subtle to grasp. Then the Upanishad gives a crucial definition. The cause of the entire universe, Jagat Karanam, Aksharam or Karaneshwara, if you remember the word Karaneshwara. Karanam alone is the truth behind all products, cause. If you know Aksharam is Karanam, the cause, then the entire world is only a Karyam, the product, the effect. Therefore, Akshara Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. A person, once he knows the Aksharam, he knows everything. So Akshara Vidya is Paravidya. Then the Upanishad says that Aksharam is not only intelligent cause, it is material cause also. It's a very, very important message. Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. So to reveal this uniqueness, the Upanishad gave the spider example. Urnanabhihi. Spider is the creator of the web and finds the material within itself. So it is Aksharam. Up to this is the first chapter, first section. Then the second section of the first chapter elaborates on Aparavidya and Guru Upasadhanam. Going to a guru, that is considered very formal. It is deliberate, spiritual step. Then Aparavidya, that is Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga, they points out that all the scriptural karmas, Vedic rituals, puja, japa, all of them, all these religious activities, they will certainly produce result. All kinds of worldly benefits while living, as well as benefits after death they will give, like going to the heaven and all. It can be accomplished by performing rituals. But by performing them properly, they can give us dharma, artha and kama. Dharma for later life, artha and kama for current life. Therefore, the Upanishad says, those who want to accomplish them can follow the rituals with faith and shraddha. Thereafter, the Upanishad gives a warning. All the worldly results, whether in this world or in the other world, they have got different doshas, flaws, defects or disadvantages. What are they? Dukkham, Mishritatvam, Atriptikaratvam and Bantakatvam. So this all we have defined earlier. Therefore, do not renounce the karmas, but perform them for mental refinement. Instead of asking for dharma, artha, kama, palam, as for chitta samskara, inner refinement. This is the description of karma. Then the Upanishad mentions upasana, meditation portion. They also can be done for worldly benefits or for Brahmaloka, like Brahmaloka and all. That is the greatest loka. But even that has got trivida doshas. That does not mean renounce upasana, perform meditation for the sake of internal refinement. Brahmaloka, that is the one can attain all that thing, but internal refinement is what we want. Thus, karma elaborately and upasana briefly, they were talked about in the second section. Then the Upanishad says, after karma and upasana, one should never attempt self-knowledge independently. Therefore, tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet. And the guru passes on the self-knowledge by consistent and systematic teaching method. It says, provachatam tattvato brahma vidyam. Guru taught Sishya step by step. In the following four sections, we get the communication. This section 2, actually. This is section 2 in the Upanishad. So, important mantras are 12 and 13 in this. This has got actually 13 mantras. 12 and 13 are very important. Then the third section, the teaching begins. The teacher introduces Aksharam as Jagat Karanam. Aksharam as Jagat Karanam. Both intelligent and material cause of the entire creation. Pancha Sukshma Stula Bhutas, the five subtle elements, five gross elements, they are all talked about, as well as the combination of them. Combination is called Bhautika Prapancha. All these things, because we did all, I am only just refreshing them quickly. In short, all things and beings and lokas were created. Elaborately, the Srishti is talked about. Human beings, animals, birds, rice, barley, grains, everything, how they came. Then the Upanishad includes Vedic tradition consisting of Paravidya and Aparavidya. Who created these? Not any Rishi or any Muni created. Lord himself included the liberating wisdom in creation. He has left the key also. So, Veda, Mantra, Karmani, Dakshina, all also. All he created. Elaborately, creation is talked about. And concludes the creation with the essential message. Since the entire creation has come out of Karanam Aksharam, there is no such thing called creation other than the Karanam. Karyam is only name and form. He gave you four features of Karyam actually, if you remember. The Upanishad does not say that, but we said it. Aneka, Asara, Anitya, Asatyam. The entire universe is pluralistic. So, world is Mithya. If you want emotional fullness, do not go to Karyam, but go to Karanam, the cause. For Vyavahara, use the world. For inner support and fulfillment, go to Aksharam. And what are the four features of the Karanam? Eka, Sara, Nitya, Satyam. Hold on to the Lord. Definition of reality is what? That which has an existence of its own. What is unreal? That which appears but without having an existence of its own. Then the Upanishad gives an important clue also about where to find that Aksharam. In the third section itself, Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam. Because if Aksharam is the essence of everything, it must be the essence of myself also, as an individual. As an individual, I am also a Karyam. And so in me, the Karanam Aksharam must be there, as the changeless truth. Therefore, negate the changing part in me, neti neti vachanaihi. And then, whatever is left out, the changeless principle, is Aksharam. So know the truth yourself. Etat yoveda nihitam guhayam. So vidya grantim vikiratiha somya. Brahma satyam jaganmitya. And that Brahma nihitam guhayam. These are the important messages of the third section. Now the important mantras are here. The first, second and the ninth mantra. I am just only mentioning the numbers. Then the fourth section is the most important section of the entire Mundaka Upanishad. Fourth section means the second chapter, second section. All mantras are important. In this section alone, Jivo Brahmaivanaparaha is conveyed. The third section is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, the Mahavakyam section. So, how to locate Aksharam, Karanam, is in ourselves. So, go on negating whatever is changing in you, the body, the sense organs, mind, intellect, thoughts, everything I experience, they are all negated, we are all changing. What is left out is the changeless witness of all changes. That is Aksharam Brahma. So, Jagradavastha, Jagrat Prapancha, Swapnavastha, Swapna Prapancha, Sushupti Avastha, Sushupti Prapancha, all these come and go. The witness of all Avastatrayam, Avastatraya Sakshi is Aksharam Brahma. That has to be the consciousness principle. I can never experience the consciousness because it is not an object of experience. Consciousness has to be claimed as I am the witness consciousness. Sakshi Chaitanyam. This is called Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Aksharam Asmi, Aham Karanasmi. What are my four features? Eka Sara Nitya Satyam. The entire world rises from me. Rest in me, results in me. I alone am in the form of everything. Brahmaiva tad amritam purastat paschat, all that. This Aham Brahmasmi is the liberating knowledge. And it can be done only with the help of Vedanta Shastram. Shastram alone says, a nice example was given, just as the arrow reaches the target with the help of the bow, Jivatma arrow has to reach the Paramatma target with the help of the Shastram or bow. So just by dropping ignorance, I claim I am Paramatma. This is the most important fourth section with the archery example. Often quoted mantras here are 8, 10, 11 and 12. Then comes the fifth section, that is the summary. Fifth section is the third chapter, first section. That is the summary of the main teaching. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithyam, Jivo Brahmeha Napara is summarized. But sadhana and palam are focused. In the fifth section, Satyam as a value is highlighted. The most famous line, Satyameva Jayate, Nanritam, Satyameva Jayate occurs in this section. Therefore, honesty is important, truth is important. Next sadhana is an extremely sharp mind. To understand the subtle concepts, sukshma buddhi has to be developed through upasana. And we talked about akasa upasana as a nice method of sharpening and sensitizing. Then vichara, scriptural study, that is important. Any number of meditations, puja, japa, all those things, dana, pilgrimage, all spiritual disciplines, they are all useful for refinement. But systematic scriptures study, that is compulsory. Without it, one cannot get jnanam. According to Shastra, even spiritual prodigies, they have not escaped from the study. They have also done the study in purva janmas. Thus, truthfulness, subtle intellect, and inquiry, all three are highlighted in this section. Then the palam that is given is the removal of ignorance and confusion. That is called jivan mukti. While living, there is neither ignorance regarding me or the world or God. We always ask actually, why did Lord create the world, right? Could he not have kept quiet? This question will never go away. All questions and confusions will go away. So, hridaya granthihi granthi bhedaha. That is the second palam. That is what? All karmas will end. Videha mukti will be attained. Thus, jivan mukti and videha mukti, both the palams are highlighted. This is the fifth section. The important mantras here are 1, 2, 3, 7 and 8. In this section alone, the two bird example came to talk about Jivatma and Paramatma being in one body itself. So, Mundaka is famous for 4 or 5 important examples. What are the 5 importance now? Spider example, number 1. Then the fire spark example. Fire is Paramatma, sparks are Jivatma. And that is in the third section actually. And then the archery example. And the two birds example. And later, the river merging into ocean example is going to come now. Then comes the sixth and the final section, or the second section of the third chapter. Here also, the teaching is summarized and the sadhanas and palams are highlighted. Many sadhanas are mentioned. Atma varanam, choosing spiritual knowledge as top priority in life. Tivra jignyasa. And the next one is what? Apramada or savadhanata. Savadhanata means alertness all the time. Actually, we are only telling the important ones, only we are mentioning now. Sannyasa or renunciation is considered very important. And the Upanishad says, knowledge will not bless without sannyasa, inner renunciation. It's not external sannyasa, but internal detachment. By handing over everything to Lord, Sharanagati, surrender everything, family, property, everything. Drop ownership and controllership. We are only users and contributors. This is internal sannyasa. Ahankara, mamakara, raga, dvesha, they are all gone. This sannyasam from all is compulsory. Without that, knowledge will be there only as academic information. It cannot bring any transformation. Then finally, jivan mukti and videha mukti are mentioned. Videha mukti is given through another example that is like the rivers merging into the ocean. This is the fixed example. So, jnani after death merges into Brahman without rebirth. With this, the sixth section is also complete. And in this important mantras here are 5, 6 and 9. If somebody takes a note of this, they can practice, at least they should try to familiarize themselves with these mantras, which I consider as important in all these various sections. With this, Mundaka Upanishad is completed. So we will take Prashna Upanishad after Navaratri, after Vijayadashami. We will announce the class at that time. Yo Vedadau Swara Prakto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilina Saya Parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. As I mentioned all the time, if there are anything that is good in this, it belongs to all my gurus. If anything wrong, bad is mentioned during my talk, it is all total ownership is mine only, for which I always seek the pardon from my gurus. Okay, with this we can stop. Let me stop the recording.